Yes, you was when you were Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your lives? You can greet of your brethren and wish them the good things which come from the one who was, the one who is, and the one to be, and which come from the seven spirits of God. As Revelations 1 verse 4. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman, and our Bible reader, Teacher Jacob. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We
base
in this ministry by the Spirit of God
and
by the holy angels, the ministry known as the new generation, which has the full knowledge of God and His glory, to move on reach unto you the answering of God unto the world. Why there are many troubles from when they 2020 began. We still moving on with our fifth part.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we move to look at the three ways through which God has come revealing His worldwide promised call, which is on the nation of Uganda. And that is God's final work on this planet Earth.
The revival
and the restoration, the greatest in the last on this planet Earth, basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. And those three types of ways through which God has come revealing that work. When we first saw how we marked that call in the Holy Scriptures, when we began with Deuteronomy 32 verse 21,
when
God promised the Israelites as they came from Egypt, when entering the land of Canaan, that He will make them jealous with another nation. Now we saw many things
from
the prophecies speaking of God's final work on this planet Earth, basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa, as the Holy Scriptures indicate. And after we finished, we headed on to see the second way through which God has revealed His final work on this planet Earth, and He passes through the history which based on the scriptures of truth through the European explorers in the book entitled My African Journey. Now when we understood the origin of man as basing to that which was discovered by the European explorers, when they came to look for the source of the river Nile, and they say that right there is where the origin of man is, the man Adam began from there, that which can explain where the born again Christian faith, where was the promise of the greatest and the last revival on the planet Earth. In the Holy Scriptures, like Isaiah chapter 18 verse 1-3, they show that right here is the beginning of man,
and
there will be a banner raised of revival, even the last trumpet preparing all nations of the world for the second coming back of the Lord Jesus. Now we headed on to our third way, which God has revealed His final work on this planet Earth, and the revival and restoration, the greatest
in
the last on this planet Earth, basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa, and basing in the prophecies released in the AD, and it bases in the Holy Scriptures, right from within Uganda and outside Uganda. And we first look at
an
example which first came from outside Uganda,
the Australian vision on Uganda,
known as the Australian vision on Uganda. When they say that God is right here in Uganda, basically he had his final work on the planet Earth. And the man meant to head that work, he has to be like Prophet Elijah.
Moses.
And as the prophet and the King David. As the heir to the throne of David. Known as King Solomon. In all wisdom and understanding of the word of God. Now we saw on the first example
in
the many visions which have come from outside Uganda, speaking of God's final work on this planet Earth, basically in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. Then we moved on to see
in
the many visions which have come released from within Uganda. The vision which passed through the Apostle John Mulinde of the Prayer Mountain, Uganda, and the World Trumpet Mission. The prophecy on Uganda. In the book entitled Nation at the Crossroads.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Where he mostly spoke of the mighty outpowering of the Holy Spirit within Uganda. Holy Spirit in his fullness and in power. That he can lead God's final work on this planet Earth, basically in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. In this vision, we are heading on to part C within it. Already we saw two parts within it some days back. When we got the introduction of this prophecy on Uganda, through the Apostle John Mulinde. That was released as the part A. Or portion A.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Then
now we moved on to portion B. Where we began to explain of the Holy Spirit in his fullness and power. And they are the seven spirits of God. And they are working as the Holy Scriptures are. Basing within Uganda to spread the whole world. God's final work on this planet Earth. Now we are moving on with our portion C.
Let me
move on to explain the vision which passed through Apostle John Mulinde. We explain it within the Holy Scriptures. And we show its beginning to work from when the year 2020 began. In the answering of God with the world. Why there are many problems since the year 2020 began. And we still see the answer within all the answers, that because God officially opens his worldwide promised call, which is on the nation of Uganda. It's God's final work on this planet Earth,
and
the revival and the restoration the greatest, and the last on this planet Earth, basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. This vision moved on to say like this.
God said,
Mukama yagamba,
a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit is about to come upon the nation of Uganda. It is going to transform this nation
kugenda chuse gwanga lino,
and the church from what it is today.
Yes, praise Jesus much.
In our
portion B,
we were
able to explain this mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit in His fullness and power. To show the seven spirits of God. Praise Jesus much. And when you look to scriptures like Acts chapter 2, verses 3 and
4,
they told us upon the apostles came tongues like of fire, and they got filled with the Spirit of God, and they spoke tongues as the Spirit enabled them of all nations of the world.
And
we discovered the Holy Spirit to come in His fullness. He doesn't come in the form of liters or 20 liters, 100 or 10,000, but we came to discover it. That Holy Spirit appears in the tongues of fire to bring in His fullness. Those tongues appear seven according to Revelation chapter 4 verse 5. And He says that
yes,
there appeared lightning and thunder and the voicings before the throne of God, even seven lamps of fire, the lightning before the throne of God. And He spoke saying, those are the seven spirits of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
now the fullness of the Holy Spirit appears in the seven spirits of God
and
the much power spoken to be powered upon nation Uganda. Day that Spirit is revealed to us. Deuteronomy 29 verse 29. It says what revealed is ours. The sacred things belong unto the Lord.
And
those which are revealed are all ours. And our children. And our children's children.
That
have revealed the fullness of this Holy Spirit. Given us spread the whole world as today. When it's not given Him to us. For what is revealed is and our children and our children's children.
So, now
those seven spirits, they are what are leading us always in this work of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
That's why in Revelation 5 in the verse
6
he speaks saying, and I saw the Lamb of God and
he
seemeth slain and he has been seven horns as the same he was used to anointing the holy ones, and he has seven horns and the seven eyes. They are the seven spirits of God
saying
into the whole earth. It means the seven spirits,
they
make the fullness of the Holy Spirit who leads us. Because when you look to Romans 8 verse 14 and to 16, those led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Now,
this Spirit in the fullness when He's come, sent in the whole earth to lead us in the whole world. As we've heard in Revelation 5 verse 6, that I saw the Lamb of God and He's having seven eyes. He's having seven horns and the seven eyes. They are the seven spirits of God sent in the whole earth. It was saying that
to lead
us God's final work on the planet Earth.
Revival.
The revival. Greatest restoration and the last of the planet Earth. Blessing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. That it's God's worldwide promised call, which is on the nation of Uganda. Because it's for the whole world, we have to be led by the Holy Spirit sent in the whole earth. Now we saw many things to reach see the fullness of this Holy Spirit. Ended with names of the seven spirits and the seven eyes of God set in the whole earth. Even responsibility of the seven spirits. According to what we heard in the Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2, and there is the Spirit of the Lord, the seventh Spirit who is in the middle of the lampstand, and we have the Spirit of wisdom.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We saw the Spirit of the Lord is in the middle of the lampstand. His responsibility to glorify the Father in heaven and His word, the Lord Jesus Christ, even to convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Many other works falling in that as revealing scriptures of truth. According to John chapter 16, verse 5 unto 15. What the Spirit of the Lord does, the seventh Spirit. According to the lampstand, we look to the right hand.
And
we saw that the Spirit of Wisdom is responsible for all the wisdom in the world in the scriptures of truth. Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 8-9. Praise Jesus much that if you reject the word of God, what wisdom is within you?
You
next saw the Spirit of Understanding. Who is responsible to preaching the gospel when it's not twisted? They have not subtracted from it. They have not added in it. But we preach 2-4 commands. 2-4 scriptures from the New Testament and the Old. Praise Jesus.
As
heard in the Isaiah chapter 28, verses 9-13. We next saw the Spirit of counsel, who knows the times and seasons of everything. Manifest the counsel of God that in the scriptures of truth. According that we saw Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1. Everything has its time and season. Everything has its season.
In
the revealed counsel of God that in the Holy Scriptures. Revelations 1 verse 19. He speaks of those which were, those which are, and those which are to come, that He can reveal them well to us. We next saw the Spirit of power, the power in the word, appears in the angels, the mighty ones, those who fulfill the word of God. And we saw him his responsibilities. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 5-6. And he said that even our speech of this gospel
is
not in the persuading words, but in demonstration of power, demonstration of the Spirit and power. When we look to Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 10, the Holy Spirit leads us to uproot whatever God never planted, even whatever He never built,
even
build in power the counsel of God. Now we saw many things.
We
next saw the Spirit of knowledge.
Out
of comes much light of the word of God, light in the darkness of lies of Satan.
As
in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. In there it bringeth eternal life. Because John 17 verse 3 he says, eternal life, it's not the one true God, and the Christ Jesus is saying. Praise Jesus
Christ.
Now we thank God that is revealed the Spirit because He gave Him to us. Given Him to all who yearn Him to move out of Uganda here. Deuteronomy 29 verse 29, what is revealed is ours, even our children and our children's children. We
didn't
have revealed through the prophecy gave Apostle John Mulinde in
1995,
there will be a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit in
Uganda.
Power in Uganda. It will lead God's work to move all over the world. What was spoken to happen, it's no more spoken to be happening. It's already happened, for it's revealed us how it happened.
Yes, you have. Yes, you was when you
praise Jesus much.
So ngabo ategeza mu chama teke suli ya bimomwe do nyura bimomwe mwenda.
Now, as it tells us Deuteronomy 29 verse 29, what is revealed is ours and our children and our children's children.
So now,
the Holy Spirit has revealed us in his fullness, as was promised through the Apostle John Mulinde in 1995, that was about to be powered upon Uganda to be able to lead God's final back on this planet Earth, basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
So,
now, as we had revealed us the spirit of knowledge, in him is all light of the word of God,
which
lightens in darkness of lies of Satan. He last ended to tell us in Matthew 5:40-16, going to lighten all nations to see the glory of the Father. That ended in Isaiah 11 verse 9. The earth has to be filled knowledge of God, as the waters spread on the sea. We last saw the spirit of fear of God. Isaiah 11 verse 2. In him involves certain evil. As in Proverbs 8 verse 14, that the fear of God is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy, and the perverse mouth.
And
we all got out from the evil ways, ways which are not of fear of God. We began us in the new generation with the full knowledge of God, those given to lead the Ugandans, and then Uganda leads the whole world in God's final work on this planet Earth, basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. In that fear of God,
he
speaks of it in the Proverbs chapter 16 verse
6.
The fear of God is to move help many come from evil, and that is how the Holy Spirit appears in his fullness, as from the Spirit of the Lord where we began.
So,
that was the Spirit promised to be poured in the fullness on Uganda and in mightily. We spoke in Proverbs 1 verse 8,
saying,
when the Spirit will come, he will give you power. You two will be my witnesses in all Jerusalem, in Judea,
in
at the most parts of the world. After his power like this,
sent
us to God's work through the utmost parts of the world. Now we thank God for that. But in this vision which passed through Apostle John Mulinde of the prayer mountain in Uganda,
World Trumpet Mission,
and the World Trumpet Mission, the prophecy on Uganda, in the book entitled Nations at the Crossroads, the year 1995,
he
said that this Holy Spirit, after his mightily powered, even in his fullness, the seventh spirit and the seven eyes of God, they are going to break down every barrier which hindered the work of God on the planet. And he said like this,
it is going to break many things that has been barrier to his work. It is going to change everything and glory his name. Yes, praise Jesus
Christ. After the pouring of this Holy Spirit in his fullness, the seven spirits of God and the seven eyes of God, by the power coming in this fullness of the Spirit, every barrier which hindered the work of God, the final on the planet Earth, this Holy Spirit is to break down every barrier.
It's
going to be changing many things, even to reach
should bring the glorification of the name. For most of us, we may see as if there are many troubles under the sun from when the year 2020 began. But in the answering of God, why there are many problems in the world from when the year 2020 began? Because the prophecy said there are many things meant to be changed. As you see changes which have happened in the old world, all those are not happening by authority of children of men, neither the counsel of the evil Satan. For when we began in Amos chapter 3 verse
6,
he said like this. Let's read it there, we hear.
Amos, esule yokusatu, noru nyiriri oru mukaga.
Amos chapter 3 and verse 6.
Bafu yile kondere mchibuga, abantu nebatatia. Obwimu kwa kuchibuga, mukama angatabulese.
Bafu yile kondere mchibuga.
They blow a trumpet in the city.
Abantu nebatatia.
And people don't get afraid.
Umanyio mtume John Mulinde ngatani kuhuweleza wa World Trumpet Mission imusio na.
John Mulinde, when he began ministry of World Trumpet Mission in the whole world,
hata andikuvuga mchibuga.
The trumpet began to be blown in the city.
Na abantu nebatatia mchisere
cho. But people didn't get afraid in that time.
Nyo kwa buna bibwari bugambi.
But because the prophecy had said,
oluvanyuma lwo kufukiba kwa omwoyo omutu kumbujuvuvu.
After the mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the might outpouring, there will be many things to change.
Now,
by the power which appeared of the Holy Spirit in his fullness, those of the city and in the village, everyone is afraid. For that's the trumpet which threatens the old world. And he says that does calamity fall on the city? God's not allowed it to happen. Even that you see as COVID-19,
even
many troubles which are followed by, God allowed that, that he can fulfill this prophecy and do a change in the world. For he said there will be change of many things. Bring the glory of the name of God. Now, this if I told them to his prophets, according to that you hear in the next verse in this Amos.
Amos, esule yokusatu, noru nyiriri oru musamfu.
Amos chapter 3 and the verse 7.
Mazima mukama katunda, tali kocha alikola.
Surely
the Lord will do nothing unless he reveals the secret unto his prophets. This prophecy which passed Apostle John Mulinde, it showed in that time there will be a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit, even in his fullness. The seven spirits of God we've read of above, to break barriers which stood in the way of the final work of God.
And
it's to change many things, to be able to bring glory of the name of God. If you look to situations prevailing, God has left happen in the world.
They
have changed and they are still changing many things. Whether the evil Satan is behind all,
it's
not done them when God not allowed it. But because nations turned to worship Satan, God left them in the hands of the evil Satan. And God followed by his hand which strikes them all,
to strike
those who worship Satan and Satan and his demons. At the end of all these riddles, he ends up doing his marvelous work, a miracle, a wonder, to glorify his name.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But all those are not done by the power of man. Had to first power his spirit in his fullness. God speaks in Zechariah 4 verse 6 and he says like this. Let us read, we hear.
Zechariah esule yokuna noru nyiriri oru mukaga.
Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 6.
Naddamu n'angamba nti kino kye kigambo kya Mukama eri Zerubbaberi nga kyogera nti si lwa amaanyi so si lwa buyinza naye lwa mwoyo gwange bwayogera Mukama w'eggye.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Bw'oba otunulidde Zakariya nnya mukaaga.
If you look to Zakariya 4:6,
agamba nti si lwa amaanyi.
He says not by power.
Si lwa buyinza.
Not by might.
Naye lwa mwoyo wa Katonda.
But by the Spirit of God.
Kakati
now
ni wankubaddenga obunabbi obwayita mutume John Mulinde bwagamba
even though the prophecy which came through apostle John Mulinde said
ndoza maro kufikwa kwa moyo mutuko mujuvu bwene mumanyige
after the mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit in his fullness
buli ekibadde kizizo mulimu gwa Katonda kunso kugena maso kigenda kumenyebwa menyebwa
which hindered the work of God in the world to move on is to be broken
era wawe nchuka chuka
and there will be changes
mubintu bingi kunsi
in many things of the world
ukusobola okuleta ekitibwa kya Katonda
be able bring the glory of God
ya nyamukaga ya confirming agegamba
Zakaria 4:6 confirmed saying
kino kye kigambo kya Mukama Zerubbaberi
the word of God to Zerubbabel
kubanga siru amani
because not by power
siru abuyinza
not by might
nero amoyo wa Katonda
but by the Spirit of God
ndiyo nanga mbira banga bigenda maso
opposite you see them moving
omoyo mtu kubagena kubaja aliye mabega
the Holy Spirit is going to be following behind
so sagala bana ba Katonda
I don't want you children of God
muruzende bigenda maso moyo wa Mukama yavudde kunsi
think what you moving on the Spirit world the Spirit that left the world.
Nadayo muguru atude atwese mitawana.
And he went back to heaven is left as the troubles.
Ye emabega wabi no byonna.
Behind all these.
Aleta mutindo.
He raised a standard.
Kubanga standing amazo kuyimusemfu.
After Satan has risen a dust.
Ateka tonda yimusomutinde emabega.
God raises a standard from behind.
Kitu chawandikibwa.
That is not written.
Kitu somedi.
Read it for us.
Isaya esule ya 5:9. Nolu nyiriri olwe 19.
Isaiah chapter 59 verse 19.
Kale bali tia erinya lya Mukama okuva ebuvanjibwa. Nechitibwa che okuva nti kale bali tia erinya lya Mukama okuva ebugwanjuba. Nechitibwa che okuva ebuvanjuba. Omulebe yasitula amataba. Omoyo wa Mukama nasitula omutindo okulwana naye.
Okulwana
we will lift a standard against him.
Atigwirako kiri wechiti.
You see.
Omurabe yayimusimfufu oba mataba emitawana ku nsiku.
Grows the dust floods trouble from this world.
Nayo moyo wa Mukama nayimuso mutindo.
The Spirit of the Lord
okulwana naye.
Standard to fight him.
Dasobola kulwana gana nayo kujja konga ayimusizawo standard omutindo omulala.
Him accept his reset another standard in place.
Kali byonna byemulabe mabega w'omubi sitani.
Oh, you see behind the evil Satan.
Tugambe bakoze ndwadde nga COVID-19.
They have made manufactured diseases like COVID-19.
Nemitawane mirale ejiri mabega w'endwadde zino.
Many troubles behind those diseases.
Nokutesa kw'omubi sitani okuliwo.
In the castle of the evil Satan prevails.
Na ye yo moyo wa Mukama diru ye eriyechi.
But the Spirit of the Lord is still this one. Ndiye
Satani abikoze.
All boss Satan has done them.
Na yayi musamutindo.
But he is raising the standard.
Asubulo lwanagana na ye.
That he can fight with him.
Ninga sinja mu Uganda kwali Africa weyasubizo.
Blessing in Uganda, part of Africa, where he promised his work.
Ugusinzira okubona ensi yonna.
Soko
demo Isaiah, uli omoyo kyakola.
Repeat Isaiah here what the Spirit says and does.
Isaiah esule ya 5:9. Nolu nyiriri olwe 19.
Isaiah chapter 59 verse 19.
Kale bali terinya lya Mukama okuva ebugwanjuba. Nechitibwa che okuva ebuvanjuba. Omulabe yagolokosa enfufu.
Ee.
O nti no moyo nayi muso mutindo okulwana naye.
Yes.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Bo bo jitu ni Isaiah na.
Look to
Adan muenda 19:12. Akugambye.
He told you.
Ndio mulabe yayi musefufu
rose a dust.
Yayi musamataba. Nakubense mitawana nebilinge ebyo.
The world troubles and
na yo moyo wa Katonda moyo mtu kuvumbujuvubwe
Spirit of the Lord the Holy Spirit in his fullness
emu samwe ya Katonda
the seven spirits of God nikisoka
jimusa standard nge ya lero bojulira kuva mulembo mpya
standard like you've had in the new generation today
ogulino kumanya Katonda okujudde
which has the full knowledge of God
okulwana na ye
to fight with him
dasobola luwana na inga tayimusiza mutindo
can't fight with him when he's not risen a standard
yavagamba
that's why
he's kawo mulembo mpya
put in place a new generation
ogulino kumanya Katonda okujudde ne chitibwa chi
has the full knowledge of ndio
kenwane ne fufu no mubistani byayi musiza
then I fight the dust the evil Satan has risen
ekwekwano kuleri mwe abalooza nti abeyebuza
that's the answer to you all
watu waliwezi lumijo kuva mwaka 2025
why there are many problems is there to have
era katonda yatuleka chichi
and God left and forsook us what now
yayiye omwoyo
w'omuggundu mightily his Holy Spirit
mu bujuvu bwe
in his fullness the seven spirits
nga bw'osoosa okunnyonnyolwa
as you first got explained
kati alyoka amenyeemenye
then he will break down
buli ekibadde kizizza omulimu gwa katonda ogusemeye kusemazinga w'ensi
eno hindrance to God's final work on the planet
akyusekyuse ebintu mu nsi
then he will change things on this world
oda yebintu naye agikwatemu omukono emabe
lay hold on it to work from behind
amaliriza ekitiibwa kya Katonda kikomezebwawo
the glory of God is brought back
ensejjula okumanya Katonda
ngamazi
buganjala ku nyanja kyakugambye mu Isaya
ntikati
omubisi taani yayimusa
enfufu
oba embuyaga y'ebintu
floods of problems
Umoyo wa Mukama nasoka ayimusa omutindo nabugulira
standard as you hear it
aliokarwane naye
then he fight with him
kakati labako manyi bobo akulwana no mulabe
wo see if you are to fight with your enemy
kirunji bwaba yakola emundu
good if they made a gun
nako mako shashirim
and the end at that we should
no mukorira machine gun
and you manufacture a machine gun for him
umwe bwa manufacturing a machine gun
ukola missile you man make a missile
you come team play burundi
then you strike him very well
yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus much
so fefe nabali abana bakatona munsiona
all as children of God in the whole world
mwena banatele okujja okufuka abana
all you about to come become
sawa yokeri wo yakwenenya
the time which is if
omoyo mutuko bafukibwe ko mutegere kubakati wali
the Holy Spirit be poured on you that you understand
we don't know lida bizibu sibi ebiri wakati
don't look to problems
that we manya ndisani bidi abimusiza na yeo moyo mutuko bali mabega
no Satan grows them but the Holy Spirit is behind
ayimuso mutindo
he raises a standard
aliyokarwa anagane na yebo bi
then we will fight with him
yabagai mungere sulesoka abiri musatu
that's why he says proverbs 123
nagamba bwati
and he says like this
ingere sulesoka no runyiriri olwabiri musatu
proverbs chapter 1 verse 23
muchukoro okunenya kwange laba nafuka ngo moyo gwange jemuli anaba manyisanga ebigambo byange
yes
kakati wotegerera
now where you understand
ngere suluso kabiri musatu ngeetu kirira
proverbs 1 verse 23
ndio moyo yafukidwa
the spirit was powered
futwata nsudutegere bino wandikwa
manya
mayitirivu mukumanya okujudde
power in the full knowledge
eno mulembo mpyo gwino okumanya katondo okujudde
new generation with full knowledge God and his glory
abawere dokulemera mu Uganda mulembo gwa katondo okusema okusema zinga wese
even to lead Uganda in God's final love
and Uganda kulemera mu season na
Uganda to lead all nations of the world
ya kugami ngere sulacho kabiri musatu
ndimukirizo
kunenya kwangi
accept my rebuke
bafuke ko moyo wango omutukuvu
empower my holy spirit
abalero tegere ebigambo byange
ebyawandikibwa scriptures
wotegera nga litayali
you understand is right there
leta ebyandikwa gubyosubira ebyagaana
bring scriptures you think they failed
okunyonyoka tukulageko bulazi
explain then we show you
so moyo na amanyi
demonstrate the spirit and power
kubanga agamba
because he says
wabolisa ekisoka sura ya kubiri
first Corinthians chapter 2
urokutanula omukaga
tuli
wanokwolesa moyo nachi
are here to demonstrate
amanyi
the spirit and power
So magwa ogwe.
You read there.
Ulinda chi?
What are you waiting?
Abakolise chisoke sule iyo kubiri no runyiriri olwokutano.
First Corinthians chapter 2 in the verse 5.
Okukiriza kwamwe kulemenga okubera magezi gabantu. Wabula mumanyi ga Katonda. Olunyolo mukaga. Naye amagezi tugogerera mwabo abatuukirira. Naye amagezi agachaliga mirembe gino. Era agachaliga abakulu abo mirembe gino abagwaawo. Olunyolo musanvu.
Katuve kulokona.
Verse 4.
Abakolise chisoke sule iyo kubiri no runyiriri olwokuna.
First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 4.
Nechigambo change nokubulira kwange tebyabanga mbigambe bya magezi ebisenda senda ebyobuntu. Wabula mukutegeza nokwolesa okwomwoyo n'amaanyi
yes
nebigambo byafuti baba mageza agasenda senda ngabwo ulira lero
our words were not in the persuasive wisdom as you hear today
naye mukwolesa omwoyo n'amaanyi
demonstration of spirit and power
botegeera ndi kati tayari
upon which you understand is right
to come mungere suleso kabiri musatu
proverbs 1 verse
3 wenenye
repent
ufukibweko moyo wa katonda
power upon spirit of
god yairidwa mu Uganda
power in Uganda
kusina mulebo mpyo gwino okumanya katonda okujude
basically generation with full knowledge
akute
Make you understand his words.
What
a sample you. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. The verse 4.
Our
are not in persuasion as you hear. But demonstration
of
the spirit and power, and you hear
that.
And your proof is right here. The spirit of truth. Then you would raise the standard.
Fight
the evil Satan you had seen ahead. And you got in some
praise.
ID 2020.
They
are going to put microchips in us.
5G power network.
5G and 6G
networks.
All those you are afraid of
him
is the one raising the standards. He's been troubling the world all along. He's been controlling this world.
And
he's running, sustaining it. He's sustaining it. Ever since he was created.
Cannot say
5G network.
And 6G network.
6G network. In their name as they are. Yet they are the powers of darkness. That of Satan.
That
come change things, shift them from the hands of him. He who is carried this world all this long. He who controls and governs it.
Yes,
says, he said, you raise your dust, I will raise a standard.
Praise
Jesus much.
Hey,
standard God, so a standard to him.
Might outpouring of the Holy Spirit
now
in Uganda.
We were Uganda.
We say
the Holy Spirit in his fullness and power.
It's
already happening. The Spirit is right behind setting.
Mutindo.
The standard.
Evil
Satan, you'll see what will follow.
Oh, wow.
Amazing. Power which created the heavens and earth. That's what we are going to resume to see.
Double to triple portion.
In the double and triple portions.
Yes, you ever see
you. Praise Jesus, my.
You got to Mesura Isoka,
Acts chapter 2. Verse 38. He speaks like this.
If you call Yaba to me, Isura Yokubiri.
Acts chapter 2 verse 38.
Petero n'abagamba nti mwenenye mubatiziwe buli muntu mumwe okuyingira mu linnya lya Yesu Kristo okujibwako ebibi byammwe. Munawe w'ekirabo gwe mwoyo omutukuvu.
Wali.
He is around.
Ngamuli sitaka.
When you are stuck.
Ngamuli bikatu mesula ya 10.
As you see Acts chapter 2. 38.
Abashaje bali sitaka ni waga chechigena mash.
When we are stuck, they asked what is moving on.
Na wagamba
And they told them, repent.
You've
been given the gift to the Holy Spirit. For this promise is for you. It's for us. And that your children. And your children's children.
Even
those far in the corners of the world.
Yes, we have
praise Amen. Jesus,
man.
Now the Holy Spirit is present. I want to proclaim to the whole world. Prophecy passed through Apostle John Mulinde.
World Trumpet Mission.
Of the World Trumpet Mission.
The Prayer Mountain, Uganda.
The Prayer Mountain, Uganda. All the long it had never come to pass. But it was.
He's
been preparing for this work you hear. Now it is begun.
Even
the Holy Spirit waited one thing.
Isaiah 59:19.
The evil to raise the dust. To raise problems. God to raise the standards. And he glorifies God.
In 2020,
as it was coming, December 31st, 2019, he told us that year coming, 2020, is not a joking year.
It
never happened under the sun. Because it's going to launch wild evil extreme works. But I'm going to raise a standard. We thought, how does it do that?
Yes, you was when you
praise Jesus.
Kati umutinda ayumusiza.
Now he's raising the standards.
Era yasubiza nti kakati ensegeenda kujjula okumumanya.
And he promised
that
earth is going to be filled knowledge of him as it's never happened.
Kubanga omwe mtuku wamala okujja.
Because after the Holy Spirit has come.
Tuategedde nti katachalirwa amanyi ne wankwadde
obuyinza. Understood that never by might, not by power.
Naye lwa moyo wakatonda kituukirira.
By the Spirit of God it comes to pass.
Yes, you was when you
praise Jesus much.
Kubanga bobo tunuide mu Isaiah 19.
Because when you look to Isaiah 11 verse 9.
Yogeranga agamba bwati.
He spoke as he said like this.
Isaiah esule ye 11 noru nyiriri oruo muenda.
Isaiah chapter 11 verse 9.
Tebali rumwa ne wankubaddo kuzikiriza kulusozi lwangu tukuvulu na. Kubange nseri julo kumanya mukama. Nga mazi begasa nikire nyanja.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tebali rumia.
They shall no more hurt.
Ne wankubaddo kuzikiriza.
They shall be destroyed.
Kubanga.
That is supposed to never do that.
When
now church you want to enter into fear. But he said,
in
this his time, no one is
going
to hurt his child on the mountain. They will no more
hurt.
That destroy.
One
thing, you a child of God and on his mountain. For the world,
great
be filled knowledge of God, as the waters spread on the sea.
And
though you see situation like that, all nations will see it all together. It's come to pass. That's why he left you enter into a moment of tension. That's what in the Isaiah chapter Isaiah 40 in the verse 5.
Isaiah esule ya makumi ana.
Isaiah chapter 40 verses 5.
Nechitibwa kya mukama kiri bikulibwa. Nebonna abalina omubiri bali kirabira wamu. Kubanga akamwa ka mukama keka kyogedde.
Yes.
Isaiah makumi ana.
Isaiah chapter 40 verse 5.
Bakugambi batya.
They have said what?
Isaiah esule ya makumi ana noru nyiriri olwokutano.
Isaiah chapter 40 verses 5.
Nechitibwa kya mukama kiri bikulibwa.
Yes.
Echitibwa kya mukama.
The glory of the Lord.
Nechitibwa kye kiri bikulibwa mu kiseera nga bw'okiraba.
Glory will be revealed the time as you see it now.
Ekibaga omutume John Mulindi.
They told Apostle John Mulindi.
Paragraph gitunyonyola esooka.
The first paragraph we explain of that vision.
Omwoyo bw'anajja mu maanyi agenda menyaamenya.
The way the Spirit will come in power, it will
break. Buli ekibadde kizizo omulimu gwa Katonda okusema kusema zinga wense.
Barrier of the final work of God on the planet earth.
Era nga wakukyusa ebintu bingi.
To change many things.
I will message
to show the glory of the name of God.
See,
the glory of the name of the Lord will be revealed.
In
new generation with knowledge of God. Focus of God medias.
We're
going to reach onto you the glory of God. You will see the whole of it.
And
you will see God's final work on this planet earth. Basically in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. He said all them will see it. I want to tell you the secret why all of them
so
should see it. You first read, you see.
Isaiah sura ya makumi ana, noru njiriri orokutano.
Isaiah chapter 40 in the verse 5.
Nechiti wacha mukama, chiri vikulibwa. Nebona balina omubiri, bali kirabira wamu. Kubanga akamwa ka mukama keka kyogedde.
Yes. Ekitiibwa kya mukama kiri bikulibwa.
The glory of the Lord will
be revealed. Ne bonna balina omubiri.
All those with flesh.
Tugenda kuba balina omubiri si bantu bokka.
All those with flesh, they're not only human beings.
Mulimu ensolo ebiwuka n'ebinyonyi.
The animals, insects and the birds.
Emiti n'ebiringa ebyo.
The trees and the others.
Bamalayika.
The angels.
Enye.
The stars.
Bonna balina omubiri.
All those with
flesh. Gwa mguru, banga gwa kusi.
With a heavenly body or earthly body. They will see it all together.
Kubanga kama kaka ndekikachi
ukira. For the mouth of the Lord commanded, spoke that.
But
they will see it all together. Why? For it will be a fine pointing. The one coming, every eye will see him. All have to foresee the glory of God. And they will see the Son of God.
ngamaze okubasiitinga buli liiso bamaze bonna olaba ekitiibwa kya mukama
bakyali
awo
they are there
nga asiringa okukkiriza kwaffe anayeatuuse nga buliriiso lirina
omumulabakubikkulirwa
essula esooka nyona omusanvu egambye
et
okubikkulirwa essula esooka n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu laba ajja n'ebire era buli liiso lirimulaba
laba ajja n'ebire
behold he come with the cloud
buli liiso lirimulaba
every eye shall see him
kakati mu Isaya na
now in Isaiah 40 verse 5
agambye ekitiibwa kya mukama kiribikkulirwa
glory of the Lord
era abalina omubiri bonna balikirabira wamu
those with flesh will see it all together
kubanga kama katonda kekayo
the mouth of the Lord spoke
wabula ekyama ekiri mukubikkulira ekitiibwa mukaseera kano
be revealed in this time
buli liiso buli abalina omubiri
bakirabebeetegeka
okulaba ajira kubire
okujja
kwa mukama waffe yesu kristo
okwokubirikubikulirwa
essula esokonyo
n'omusanvutiraba
ajira kubire
na
buli liiso
lirimulaba
yesu
yeebazibwa
kale eyo eparagulafu esooka
first paragraph
nokunyonyola kwayo
in its explanation
agade paragraph yokubiri
now the second paragraph
yokolesiba ko mutima John Mulini
the vision of apostle John Mulini
yagamba bweti
it said like this
ero kunyonyola ko byandiko bitukuvu kugamba bweku
explanation of holy scripture says like this
he said
yagamba
the time has come
akasera katuse
when my hand is going to open the borders of Uganda.
Omukono gwange ugenda okugula borders za Uganda.
I do not know what exactly that means.
Simanyi dalecho che chitegeza.
I do not know how he is going to do it.
Era simanyi gerija agenda chikola.
I cannot even imagine how open borders are right.
Na kufumitiriza borders zigudwa ozibera zitya.
Nti mukisere echo.
In that time
ajja kugulawo boda zenseri Uganda
open up borders of the world unto Uganda
dinaye yali tamanyi
that it would never
kitegeza exactly
what exactly it meant
eranga tamanyi
and it didn't know
ye katonda agenda chikolo atia
he got how was he to do it
eranga tasobola kufumi ntiriza
he could not imagine
chigena kuba chenkana chitia
it's going to be to which extent
na olwo mulimu gwa katonda ogukwata kunsiyo
but for God's world concerning the whole world
abali nakwata kunsiyo
he has to lay hold of the whole world
naye omukono gwa katonda gulabika bulijjo ng'omwoyo omutukuvu afukiddwa
obujuvubwe
mu Isaya esula enkaaga mu esatu
olw'ekumi
n'olumu
mpaka
olw'ekumi n'ennya
batera
otutugaba bwe bati
nti
batubuuza ali ludda wa
eyateeka
ng'omwoyo gwe mu masekati
gaabwe
eyatambulizanga omukono gwe ogwa ddyo
abadde
omukono gwa
mose
naye alinga musatuukira mu nsi
yet the one like Moses when he arrives on the world you straight know
n'omwoyo aba yamutaddewo n'omukono gwe nga weegulie mabega
two was put in place and his hand is behind the spirit of God
ennaku zino guzitoweredde amawanga
these days it's removed on nations all over the world
watusomere Isaya eno nkaaga musatu owulire
let's read Isaiah 63 as you hear
Isaya essula ey'enkaaga mu esatu n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'olumu
Isaiah chapter 63 from verse 11
awo n'alyoka ajjukira ennaku ez'edda Musa n'abantu be ng'ayogera nti aliruddawo oyo eyabalinnyisa ng'abajja mu nnyanja wamu n'abasumba b'endiga ze aliruddawo oyo eyateeka omwoyo gwe omutukuvu wakati mu bbo olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri eyatambuzanga omukono gwe ogw'ekitiibwa awali omukono ogwa ddyo ogwa musa
bw'amala n'ateekawo omwoyo gwe mu masekati
gaabwe
n'omukono gwe
gwebaweegule
ate agutambuliza wali ali ogwa musa
kyovulaba
obunabbi buli bwe twasookulawo ba australia
prophecy we saw of the Australian vision on the nation of Uganda.
Wagamba omusajja alina okubanga nabbi Musa.
They said that man has to be a prophet Moses.
Asobola oleetera omwoyo wa Katonda abeere mu masekati g'abantu.
The spirit of God be in midst of people.
Atolebwengako.
That will be God to
awe abaweereza ba Katonda.
Give to servants of God.
Na nabbi Musa bwe yatolebwako n'awo abali ensavu mu ababiri.
From Moses they got and they gave to 70.
N'omukono gwa Katonda.
Even the hand of God.
Nagutamulanga okugobeera.
Moved to follow.
Omukono gwa Musa bwe guyimusiddwa.
Hand of Moses when it's risen.
Ekituufu kiri ndi
the truth is the prophecy has come to pass
Because
Apostle John God told him in the second paragraph,
he said,
Yagamba,
the time has come when my hand is going to open the borders of
Uganda.
I do not know what exactly that means. I do not know how he is going to do it. I cannot even imagine how open borders are like.
Sisobola na kufumitiriza border ezigudwa wozibera zitia.
Ndiye mukatonda yagamba mtume John Mulindi.
God told Apostle John Mulindi.
Omukono gwange guli kumpi nokugulawo borders za Uganda.
Hand is about to open borders of Uganda.
Naye ye nagamba wade yangambe kigambe ekyo.
He said, when he told me that word.
Naye nalisitegedde satagera bulunchi ategeza.
I did know what he meant.
Era nenkola jagendo kikolamu.
Even the way he was to do it.
Naye sijimanyi.
That too I don't know.
Wabula era sobola nakufumitiriza agenda kuzigulawo koma wa.
I can't imagine he's going to open them to which far.
Umbe zinakwata kunsi yonanga bora mwaka gwa 2022 buchanga gutandika.
Kukosan the whole world as you see the year 2020 began.
Amala kugalawo boda za nsi zonna ademu azigule.
Down all borders of all nations of the world. Then open them. Yet remember, his hand is the one to do that. His hand never does it. Till the spirit is there. Isaiah 11 to 12, it is
said,
where is he?
Who put
spirit in their midst?
Moved
his right hand where there was the hand of Moses. The spirit is there and the hand of God moves. Because he said, if I cast demons by the spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come for you. That all we speak of it how?
Borders
he closed them. And it's a prophecy.
We
say, I open them up. One open borders that he never closed.
I'll
open up borders. Since they were open then,
he
had to first close them up.
After
they'll come open them up.
Hey, mutufu nyo.
It's so right.
Don't worry, think Satan has closed down
borders of business. No. God closed them. God can open them as he promised. To a nation leading God's final work. To proclaim to all nations of this and to rise up, work together. That's why he speaks in Isaiah 24 verse 10.
That
there is a city in confusion, this planet up where we are. It's been broken down. The earth will be shaken. There are tears and things like that. That its houses are shut up. Listen very well. Isaiah chapter 24 and the verse 10.
Buli nyumba egaddwawo. Omuntu yenna alimba okuyingiramu.
Have you heard well? Isaiah 24. The city of confusion.
It's
the planet earth. It's confusion of beliefs. Confusion of religions. All them claim they take us to heaven. Confusion of salvation. Mixed in its false salvation. And they have gospel of material gains. And they left gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heavens.
The
field of confusion of all form of sorcery. Confusion of politics. Which bribes. Confusion.
Games and sports.
Games and sports. Which is consumed the brains, minds of people. There are many games which have spoiled the world. Confusion of the economic sector.
omuli enguzi obunyazi okweyagaliza bokka
robbery and wishing themselves
akavuyo
confusion
kebika nennimi n'amawanga
nations clans and languages
nabera bidebona kitabwe yomwali muguru
forgotten all of them their father is one in heaven
nane bachogera nchitafali muguru
bechije
mukutegera kuwabwe
does not fit in their minds
akavuyo kebyo bulamu
of the healthy sector
abali abasawo nga katonda
byabawa tas as God gave them
ne batuka kola lwa sente wakiriofa
they reached to make money at least they abandoned you
naba abasadda sinyoka mara
other sacrifice
mubomba sawo
those in doctors
esi obechibuke chakavuyo
a city of confusion
yeseno kwetuli
this planet earth
yemenyese menyese
it's been broken down
mugendo kulabange takalita ambula ligenda
going to see the land is moving the ground moving by itself
mugendo kulabe nsozi zigwa
you begin to see mountains falling
mugendo kulabe nyanja
begin to see the lake
zijula zisinga ko bizali
they are filling up to capacity
mugendo kulaba tornado
you see the tornado winds
ngituse
it's calm
mugendo kulaba
you see
imigajifuse mimiyufu
rivers have turned red
eh obukoko buva mutaka emigabajimize jiingide wanse
rivers have been swallowed they are moving into the ground
ne mitawana minyi muga eh
many troubles you wonder
chipuke chakavuyo
don't think city of confusion this earth
Temenyese menyese
is not broken down.
Enyumba zacho,
its houses,
borders, nengudo,
even roads.
Bazigade
they have been shut.
Tokerizibwa kufuruma na kuingira.
Allowed to enter neither go
Bonabi.
Out. That's a prophecy.
Isaiah 2:10.
Isaiah 24 verse 10.
Kali katonda.
Now go.
Yasoka kugala borders.
He first closed the borders.
Chemumanyiko.
What I know of him.
Wagala wote wabagulao.
When he closed, no one opens when he shuts up.
Era wabagulao.
And when he opens, no one close.
Ejo chimumanyiko.
That I know it of him.
Ngatana gama anti bagulao teri aja kubigulao.
Before you he says
they open the door. Kugulao nga abanyigiriza.
In the time they want to open you press them again.
Era atukana okubaita nabaga mugende mu nyumba za mu.
They call them go say go into your houses.
Mugende mu nyumba za mu paka ngo busungu bwangu mazo kuyita.
How is this till my indignation is past?
Yaita mu abantu benabaga abantu banga abana bangi.
He called out his children told his to my children.
Gwetoje Isaiah.
Have you read Isaiah?
Isaiah 2:6.
Isaiah 26.
Ura 22 moro.
20-21.
Nagamba bwati.
And he says like this.
Isaiah esule ya 2:6. Noru nyiriri olwa 22.
Isaiah 26 from verse 20.
Jangu egwanga lyange.
Mm.
Oyingire mbisenge byo.
Mm.
Wegalire nzigizo.
Mm.
Wekweke akasera katono.
Mm.
Okutusa okunyiga lwekuligwawo.
Yes.
Jangu egwanga lyange.
Come you my nation.
Mwabantu banga abana bange.
People my children.
Abo mchikeche tukuvu.
Of the holy clan.
Mwegalire eri munyumba zamu.
You lock yourself in your houses.
Nzize kubonereza nsi.
I've come to punish the world.
Muingira mayumba gamwe.
Enter your houses.
Mugadireyo kakasera katini.
So for a little time.
Pako busungu bwanga mazo kuitawo.
My indignation has passed.
Galadi mwabali musika tubategeze
chino. All you in the world let's I tell you this.
Mocha tunolide mstani ya bakoze ibyo.
You still say Satan has done that to you.
Nene katonde yamulisi.
But go to left him.
Wanga mwasara okuvunna mira Satan.
He started to bow unto Satan.
Ereki dada nakobereza ko mukono gwe mabiga
he too followed his hand from behind
kati yagarawo zi borders and season
he closed the borders of all nations of the world
muchigenderwa
in intending
nti obunabibwe yagamo mutume John mulinde butukirire
prophecy told apostle John mulinde to come to pass
ndinja kugulawo border
I'll open up borders
za Uganda
of Uganda
nagama nesite simanya agenda chikolatia
I don't know how he's going to do it
era simanyi
and I don't know
Chigena kuba chingana paka uwa
to move to what extent
paka sio na sebo
all the worlds
kuanga kuno mlimu gwaka tuno kusema kusema zinga yesio
God's final work on the planet earth
kadi watu lite mutume John mulinde tewategera
au
open borders araik
tewategera border ezigudwa zibera zitia
zikoma uwa
they go to which far
Nozo bayo tegedde ba.
I think they
are coming to zigara je zikoma kugurwa.
They closed them is the more they will open them up.
Yes, ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Era subiza naga manika kati gwera bako.
Promised he said now you see.
mukasera nga abagaddewo
in the time he shut up borders
wajja kubawo oluyimba era oluyimbibwa
there will be a song which will be sung
yayogera bwati
he spoke like this
okusinzira mu Isaiah esulya bimukago nyolusoka
Isaiah 26 in the verse 1
yagamba bwati
he said like this
Isaiah esule yabiri mu mukaga nolunyiriri olusoka
Isaiah chapter 26 verse 1
Kuruna kululi oluyimba luno luliyimbirwa munsi ye Yuda. Ntituline ekibuga ekyamaanyi. Obulokozi ti obulokozi bwalisawo okuba bugwe n'enkomera.
Yes.
Ari oyarona yabagalide naye tebamanyi nti aleta bulokozi.
God closed borders for them, but they don't know he's bringing salvation.
Waliba oluyimba
there will be a song to be sung.
Choko demo runyiriro
we repeat that verse we hear it.
Nda kunyunyuru ko lisiba ko kuba kunene nnyo.
I want to explain this vision for you is indeed big.
Isaiah sura ya 2 mu mukaga no runyiriro lusoka.
Isaiah chapter 26 in the verse 1.
Kuruna kululi oluyimba runo luliyimbirwa munsi ya Yuda. Tutuulide ekibuga ekyamaanyi. Obulokozi bwalisawo okubabugwe n'enkomera.
Yes.
Oluyimba runo luliyimbirwa.
The song is being sung.
Tutuulide
which we've heard is strong city
aliteekawo kuba obulokozi ne bugwe
what will put be salvation upon the walls
yatusongerako
now he pointed for us
oluyimba olujja kuva ebuvanjuba
that song will come from the east
eri mu East Africa
right from East Africa
dayoko katono mu Isaiah 24
briefly go back to Isaiah 24
Isaiah 24
Isaiah 24
Olunyiriro 15 and 16
Verse 15 and 16
Ngagamba bwati
And he says like this
Isaiah sura ya 24 no olunyiriri olwe 15
Isaiah chapter 24 from verse 15
Katuve kule 14
Isaiah sura ya 24 no olunyiriri olwe 15
Isaiah chapter 24 from verse 14
Bano bali musedobozi lyabwe Bali ogerera waguru olwobukuru bwa mukama balekana ngabayima kunyanja olijole 15 kale mugulumize mukama ebuvanjuba erinya lya mukama katonda wa Isirayiri mubizinga ebyo munyanja ole 16 tulide nyimba ngaziva ku nkomayiro yensi ekitibwa eri abatuukirivu naye nenjogera nti nkonzimba nkonzimba zinsanze abali azamanyi bali azamanyiza we wao abali azamanyi bali azamanyiza nyo
yes yebazibwenye
praise Jesus much
let me read it in English
kanchi some muluzungu
Isaiah 24
Isa abiri munya
14
onyirwa 19
they shall lift up a voice
bali musa emaloboozi gabo
they shall sing for the majesty of the Lord
bali yimbolo bukuru bwa mukama
they shall cry aloud from the sea
bali kaba maloboza amanji okuveri nyanja
verse 15
bunyiro 15
therefore glorify the Lord in the east
norwecho mugurumize mukama ebuvanjuba
even the name of the Lord God of Israel
irandi nyeri mukama katonda wa Israeli
in the coastland of the sea
bizinga bya nyanja
from the outermost part of the earth
okuva kubitundu ebyenkomerere byensi
have we heard songs
tulide nyimba
even glory to the right ears
siwa eri abatokovu
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
Glory to the righteous.
Echitibwa
eliyomutukufu.
Unto the righteous.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
Uriimba rwabalagiba enyimba zilivawa.
Songs we are shown to them where they will be coming from.
Omayintu badenga wano.
You know we've been here.
Mukamanga tegeke enyimba.
God is preparing songs.
Uganda oluzungu ne nimizensi zonna.
Uganda English and all languages of the world.
Ziliokezi je zilieri zi Abba Father.
And there will come songs like Abba Father.
Abba Father.
Songs
Heavenly
like
Father,
Abba Father and Heavenly
we bow
Father,
before you today.
We bowing before you today.
You have beaten us, Lord, because we've sinned you.
You are singing Ulam songs.
All nations, tribes, and languages, forgive us, Father.
We are singing to the Lord. And many other songs.
Son of God n'endala mpitirivu
and many many
ngazigulumiza kuva mu vanju beno mu East Africa.
By God from the east of Africa.
Baja kuzulira gama naye mazimetiwa cha mukama chicho.
You hear them and saying did the glory of God is there.
Na yoru banywa loku garao border.
After closing borders.
Atazi gure ngabo yategeze kutume John Mulinde.
Opened them as he told Apostle John Mulinde.
Mutisome paragraph yo kubiri yo nabbi bwamuwebwa.
Second paragraph of the prophecy given him.
Walukumwenda chenda mwetana.
In
1995.
But he pointed right from the east.
He will
not just come from there the good news of the world. But even songs. According to that in Daniel chapter 11. Verse 44 saying like this. Daniel chapter 11 verse 44.
Nayama uli ya marunji agaliva mu isti. Nemubuchika obwakono bili mweda likiriza. Eraliva yonga yejumu denyo okuzikiriza. No kumarida wadala abanji.
Yes.
Sagari uliriza.
Now listen.
Amauri la agavene buvanjuba.
Tidings from the east.
Agechigambo cha katunda.
That of the word of God.
Ngatuba anukura.
As we answered
them. Luachi waduwe mtawana minji wa suwe
njuba. Why there are many troubles under the sun.
Mchango mwaka bili abili.
Since the year 2008 began.
De amauri la agamarunja agarifa yogaliti isa sitani.
That good news from the east will terrify and trouble Satan. And his demons.
Amaraika aba.
The fallen angels.
Amanyidu angaba ali.
Known as aliens, and they will come out act furious. And they will try to destroy many. But in Daniel 11, verse 45, they will not overcome, for no one will stand for their sake. Now, what is this?
He showed
where the news comes from the east, even the songs. And he pointed on them in Zephaniah. Zephaniah chapter
3,
verse 9 to
10.
To worship him will come from beyond rivers of Ethiopia.
Zephaniah sura yokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Zephaniah chapter 3 from verse 9.
Kubanga mubire ebyo ndikyusiza amawanga olulimi olulongoofu.
Mubiro bino.
In these seasons.
Lulibyali mubire ebyo.
By then it was in those times.
Ndikyusiza amawanga olulimi olulongoofu.
I restore to the people a pure language.
Abantu ndibatumanga boogera olulimi olulongoofu olw'ebyawandiikibwa.
People speak a pure language of scriptures.
Zephaniah esula eyokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 9.
Kubanga mubire ebyo ndikyusiza amawanga olulimi olulongoofu. Bonna bakabire erinnya lya Mukama okumuweereza n'omwoyo gumu.
Yes.
Bonna baveeyo bakabire erinnya lya Mukama.
Come out, pray to the name of the Lord.
Okumuweereza.
To serve him.
N'omwoyo gumu.
With one accord.
Kye kiseera kye tuba tubayita mwenna abali mu nsi zonna.
The time we call you out in the whole world.
Nti guno gwe mulimu gwa Katonda okusema kusemazinga w'ensi
eno. This is God's final work on this planet.
Revival.
The revival.
Era okudizibwa bujja okukyasinzira okusemba okusemazinga w'ensi
eno. Restoration the greatest and the last on the
planet. Okwasubizibwa emyaka mingi.
Which was promised many years.
Mu bannabbi.
In the prophets.
Abali mu Bible.
Those in the Bible.
Mu byafaayo.
In the history.
European explorers.
Of the European explorers. Even the prophecy released in the
AD.
Basing in the Holy
Scriptures.
Uganda and from outside Uganda. And now we see that of the Apostle John Mulinde. They show us.
Borders
are open for the sake of Uganda. Ends of the world after God clothing them. In this era of
coronavirus.
Or coronavirus.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much. But that
pointed
to them we are to serve with one spirit in one accord. One of that will point at the workers
begun.
Worshippers come from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia.
East Africa.
Africa right from the east. You read as you
Zephaniah
hear. Zephaniah chapter 3 in the verse 10.
Zephaniah esule yokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'ekumi.
Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 10.
Ababanneegayirira ye muwala w'abange abasaasaana. Balireeta ekitonde kyange nga bava emitala w'emigaji w'Isopia.
Yes. Bava eri emabega.
They come from
beyond. You know Luganda.
It's
not read it well.
I'm going to read it in English.
Kanchisome mu luzungu.
Let me read it. Zephaniah chapter 3.
Zephaniah chapter 3.
Verse 10.
Orunyirirwe 10.
From beyond the rivers of Ethiopia.
Okuva wansi w'emigga Ethiopia.
My worshippers.
Abasinza abange.
Even the daughters of my despise.
Ne bawala babantu bange abasaasaanizibwa.
Shall bring my offering.
Balireeta ebiweebwayo byange. Listen to that word.
Okuva emabega w'emigga gya Ethiopia.
Beyond the rivers of Ethiopia.
Abasinza abange.
My worshippers.
Have you heard
them in Isaiah
24:14
and 16?
They will
hear songs from the east.
They
hear them at the uttermost parts of the world. They come from where?
Zephaniah
chapter 3.
The
verse
10
asks,
my
worshipper would worship in spirit and truth.
They will
come from beyond rivers of Ethiopia. The river that of Ethiopia. River Nile.
Go beyond Ethiopia.
Go southwest, downwards where it sourced from. You come to Uganda. Those worshippers, they come with news of the word to spread the whole world.
Even
worship, pray. The spirit and truth songs. That Apostle John Mulinde was told.
God
told him, my hand is about open borders of Uganda.
Yet
he didn't ask God, how are you to do that? And it's to which far? Yet, it touches the whole world. God's final work on planet Earth. That's why
all
nations, roads, and
houses,
he wants to reopen them afresh. And here, beyond river of Ethiopia, those who worship bringing the good news, we
are
already prepared. You just wait on the
focus
air
of God TVs and radios.
Focus of God television and radios. Every place. Because we are right in the time. You know, when God says, those beyond rivers of Ethiopia,
first
told him Isaiah, that read as Isaiah 18, verse 1-3,
they
have a banner and a trumpet, we come with that of revival. Let's read, there you hear.
Isaiah, esule ye kuminomunana.
Isaiah chapter 18, verses 1.
Wowe, ensi yokuwakwa yokuwebiwa watiro, eriye mitalawe migaja kusi. Olinyoro kubiri, etuma mabaka kunyanja mubibaya kumazi. Ngeyogera nti mugende mababaka abangu, eriye gwange gwanvu, eriye gwewevu, eriye abantu abanga abentisa kasokede babeerawo na guno gujwa. Egwange erigera eri linyirira ddala ensi yaabwe emigaji gisazeemu. Olunyo olwokusatu, mwe mwenna abatuula mu nsi nammwe ababeera ku ttaka ly'ensi, ebendera bw'ewanikibwanga ku nsozi mulabanga, era ekkondeere bwe lifuuyibwanga muwuliranga.
Those beyond rivers of Ethiopia. Isaiah chapter 18. River of Ethiopia, we speak of the River Nile. Right from here, Uganda, Pearl of Africa. There are people who send in ambassadors by the sea. Swift messages.
Say,
go unto that nation. We know angels already arrived here. They are waiting for us to launch Uganda, understand, and the whole world understand like today. People
were
from the beginning that the beginning of things is right here in Uganda. Even the end here.
Emigense yo
rivers that nation upon which you
you identify it from other nations.
That
nation is divided by rivers. It's not only having the source of the river Nile. You know where rivers begin to divide themselves? Right at the
Victoria
Nile. Victoria crosses Nile. Division begins there. It begins there. All signs are clear.
Let
tell you, child of God, you give up issue of jealousy. Whether you are
a
Ugandan or not, wherever you are in the world, don't
get
jealousy. Except you want to tell me, you want to get jealousy over God.
Kubanga yasonga kumulimu guno nefne chifo chino.
The one who was first in this work and in this place.
Yes,
praise Jesus. All you on the
earth,
sit on the land of this
earth.
People, when they raise the banner of revival, the trumpet of the coming,
Jesus,
let all nations hear. Because
Zephaniah 3:10
says, those are my true worshippers. Those who can teach you how they worship. When God was told that he seeks for such people, those who worship in spirit, and they be the one to worship him. Read us John, we hear.
Yokana isura eyokuna noru nyiriri olwabiri mwenya.
John chapter 4 verse 24.
Katonda gwe moyo naba bamusinza kibagwanira okusinza nga moyo namazima.
Yes.
Yokana isule yokuna noru nyiriri olwabiri mwesatu.
John chapter 4 verse 23.
Na yechisera chija era chitusi abasinza amazima lebana asinza nga kitaffe mu mwoyo n'amazima kubanga kitaffe anoonya abalinga abo okubeera ab'okumusinzanga.
Yes.
Butereevu.
Straight.
Kiseera kijja kituuse.
Time is coming. It is coming.
Era kyeyongedde okutuuka.
And it's moved on to come. God has been seeking those who worship in spirit and truth. And they be the one to worship him. But he pointed those who worship him beyond rivers of Ethiopia. River Ethiopia going downwards to the source. This is no more a story.
It's
spoken of as the usual ones. We move in reality of it. We moving the fulfillment of the scriptures, all as Bible speaks of them. Now opening up borders of Uganda,
which
was told to Apostle John Mulinde. It did know how God will do it. It will move to which extent? Now hope as to the Apostle John Mulinde has understood it. You who are unto this call leading the whole world as Uganda have understood. All you ready in the whole world
to
do God's final work on this planet Earth. The revival and restoration. The greatest and last on planet Earth.
You
understood why borders were closed in this season. Because the one who opens them up is the one who first closed them. Those in prophecy in Isaiah 24:10. Praise Jesus much. Now he opens in a moment not far from now. Right from now. Yet he has to open you up after you've understood this work how it is.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So to
move on, get explained the next paragraphs. Third paragraph of this prophecy.
We
pass through Apostle John Mulinde.
Of the mountain in Uganda.
Of the mountain in Uganda.
World Trumpet Mission.
And the World Trumpet Mission. He said in this paragraph.
But he said,
Ntiyagamba,
you will have an open nation.
Muja bera ne gwangeri
gudwao. I am going to bring many people from all over the world.
Yenda leta abantu banje okuva mu season is na.
People who are suffering.
Abantu ababonabona.
People with heart arches.
Abantu abalina ebiwundu mu mitima.
People who have come to the end of themselves.
Abantu abatuse ku nkomerero yaabwe bennyini.
Will come into this nation for I will make it a nation for make this nation a living fountain.
Bajja kujere gwanga eno kubangenda difula egwanga eliyensule zikulukuta.
Where the riches of my peace will be flowing.
Owe obugaga bwe mirembe yange webunava.
Awali ebigere byabali abali tenjiri emirembe.
Where the feet of those bringing the gospel of peace.
Ngabu ujulire njiri bwakabaka bwakno butokirifu.
You read the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness.
Bwakabaka bomu.
In the kingdom of heaven.
Nenga abantu balino kubanga amazi ba kugamba gulawo ne kigendirirwa.
Opens with the purpose. That is going to bring people who have suffered. Suffered from when the year 2020 began. For the many problems prevailing. And they have suffered. And others have wounds in their hearts. Others have reached the end to themselves with no more hope where to turn to things have failed.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now those he spoke in the Psalms
9
that is going to make nations' schemes, their schemes fall upon them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now may God bless you.